Today's Amud is Tainis Zayin Amabez. We're holding on Zayin Amabez, four lines from the top, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing different memoras that discuss the Maila of the day that it rained. So Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Gadol Yoyim HaGeshamim Ki Yoyim Shenivrao Shamayim Va'aretz. That it's great, the Yoyim HaGeshamim, the day when it rains, it's like Bria Shemayim Va'aretz, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Harifu Shemayim Imal Ushchakim Yizlu Tzedek, Tiftach Eretz V'yifru Yesha Utztaka, Tetzmiach Yachad, Ani Hashem Berasiv. It's discussing Bria Sa'ilam, it's discussing it's the rain, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachu, praises himself, that Ani Hashem Berasiv, Berasim Loinemar, it doesn't say that he created them, the Shemayim, and the whole Bria of Shemayim Va'aretz, Ela Brasiv, it's referring specifically to the rain. Hashem Kaviyachol takes pride in the fact that he created the rain. So you see that the rain is even greater than Bria Shemayim Va'aretz. So Gadol Yoyim HaGeshamim, Ki Yoyim Shenivrau Shemayim Va'aretz. And says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yishayah, that Gadol Yoyim HaGeshamim, Sha'afilu Yeshua Para V'Rababai. It's great the day of the rain. You think it's just good for the farmers? No, when it rains, it brings the Yeshua, it brings the salvation for all different types of things. Any Yeshua that a person needs, so the Yoyim HaGeshamim is able to bring that Yeshua. And the Ben Ish Chai points out from the Lashon of the Gemara that it's Yeshua is Parav Rababai, it's Milashon Puravu, that it's specifically for those that are in need, that are seeking, that are trying to have children, so the Yoyim HaGeshamim is a special segula for those that are trying to have children. I'm not sure exactly practically what that would mean. I guess to be Isaac on the Yom HaGeshamim, it's a good day to be Isaac in the mitzvah Puravu. It's God's, it's Yeshua Parav Rabbi. And what's the Makar Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Tiftach Eretz V'Yifaru Yesha. That when there's Tiftach Eretz, when we have the Yom HaGeshamim, it's V'Yifru Yesha, it's all Yeshua is Parabai, it comes together with the Geshamim. And Amar Rabbi Tanchem Bar Chanilai, Ein HaGeshamim Yarden Elim Kein Nimchlu Avnei Shel Yisrael. That we're only Zaycha to the rain when it's Nimchlu Avnei Shel Yisrael. When the Averis of Klal Yisrael, they get forgiven by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we get rain. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ratzisa Hashem Artzecha, that Hashem shows favor to the land, he gives us rain. Shafta Shuas Yaakov, Nasata Avin Amecha, Kesita Kol Chatasam Sela. When we get Slicha V'Kapara, that's when we get the rain. And Amar Lei Ze'ira, Ze'iri Midihavas to Ravina, Ze'iri Midihavas, not the typical Ze'iri, Ze'iri Midihavas said to Ravina, that Asun Mehacham Masnisula, you taught it from that pasuk that we just mentioned, that was your makar, that in order to get rain, we need the Averis of Klal Yisrael to be Nimchlu, Anan Mehacham Masninanla, but by my base medrash, we brought it from a different pasuk, from the following pasuk, that says, Va'ata Tishma Hashamayim V'Salachta L'Chatas, that you listen to Hashamayim, meaning we have rain when it's V'Salachta L'Chatas, when we have Kapara, when we have Slicha from our Averis. Now, I'm Rab Tanchum Breid Rabbi Chia Ish Kfar Akoy, that Ein HaGeshamim Netzaren, and this really is going to start a train of different memras, where we're going to say different Tanayim and Marayim are going to say different Averos, that it's because of that Avera that the rain doesn't come. So says Rabbi Chia Ish Kfar Akoy, that Rab Tanchum Breid Rabbi Chia Ish Kfar Akoy, that Ein HaGeshamim Netzaren Elam Kein Eschaivu Senein Shal Yisrael Koloya. That when is it that the Shemayim gets held back, that we don't have rain? It's when it's Neschaivu Seinehen Shal Yisrael Klaya, which is a euphemism for Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael is Chayiv destruction, that's when we don't get rain. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Tzia Gam Chayim Yigzu Mimei Sheleg Sheolcha Tov. Which the Gemara is darshaning, that Sia is Lashon of dry, that when there's dryness, when the dry season is Yigzalu Meimei Sheleg, it so to speak steals from the raining season, it steals and there's no rain, it's because Sha'ol Chato, it's because Klal Yisrael has Averos and they're Chayiv Kalaya. And Amar Lei Ze'iri Midihavas Ravina, again, that Asun Mehacha Masnisula, you taught it from that Pasuk, Anan Mehacha Masninala, but we have a different Makar, from that which the Pasuk says in Kriya Shema, Va'atzar Sashamayim, and then it says, Va'avadetem Mehera. So you see, it's when is there Va'atzar Sashamayim, when is there a lack of rain, when is Va'avadetem Mehera, when Klal Yisrael is chayiv to be destroyed. And Amar of Chista, to get more specific now, that Eina Geshamim Netzarin Ela B'Shvia Bittel Trumas and Meisras. It's not just any Klai, it's not just any Avera, it's when there's Bittel Trumas and Meisras. When Klai Yisrael is not being careful about Trumas and Meisras, so that's when the rain stops. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk we just quoted, that Tzia Gamchoy Migzul Mimei Sheleg, this Pasuk, so ask the Gemara Mai Mashma, where do you see anything from this Pasuk about Trumas and Meisras? Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, the Devei Rabbi Shmuel, they explained that b'shvil dvarim shetzivisi eschem b'maisachama v'lo yasisam. Tzia is milashin tziva. Because of the tziva gam chayim, because of the commandments that we were commanded during the summer, during the hot season, during the dry season, referring to the mitzvahs of trumas and maisers that we take off during the summer months, v'lo yasisam, and you didn't do it, so yigzlu mikem mimeishali b'maisach geshamim. So it's going to be stolen from you, it's going to be taken from you, the rain, during the rain season, and you're not going to have the rain. And I'm Rab Shimon ben Pazi, Ein Hageshamim Netzarin, Ela B'Shvil Mesaper Lashon Hara. He says a different Aveira. He says that the rain is held back, it's because of people that tell, that say Lashon Hara. So now we're going to say a few different Aveiras that cause that there to be no rain. And this Fas Emes over here explains that really it's not a Machlaikas. Even though each Tana or Amira said a different reason, it's not really a Machlaikas. As we're going to see, each one has a pasuk, so it can't be a machlaikas, each coming from a pasuk. Rather, the pshan in the Gemara is that each one is saying an independent, valid tziba, that for this Aveira, it's kedai that there shouldn't be rain. For this Aveira, now is that the reason? No, there's also other Aveiras that Aveira alone is able to stop it, that there's no rain. Each one is a valid, independent tziba, that HaKadosh Baruch would make it that there's no rain. And the In Yaakov says even more, the In Yaakov on the In Yaakov, he says that each Tano or Amira, he's going to say in Aveira that he felt in his dar that was the reason. In his dar, that's what they were lacking in, that's what they needed chizik in, and that's why they chose that Aveira. Each one is a valid tziba, each one chose the one that they felt spoke to their dar. So I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, in Hageshamim Netzarin, Ela B'Shvil Mesaper Lashon Hara. That rain is held back because of those that say Lashon Hara, those that speak Lashon Hara. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ruach Tzafa in Tuchel Gashem, Ufanim Nizamim Lashain Saser, that there's going to be a wind that's going to take away the rain. It's because of Lashain Saser. It's because of Lashon Hara. And Amrav Sela, Amrav Hamnuna, that Ein Hageshamim Netzarin Ela B'Shvil Azei Panim, that the rain is held back. It's held back because of the Azei Panim, those that have chutzpah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayimanu Revivim Umalkosh Loi Haya Umeitzach Yishezayna Hayolach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds back the rain. There's no Malkosh, there's no rain, because Umeitzach Yishezayna Hayolach, because you had the boldness, you had the brazenness, you had the chutzpah of a Zayna. Va'amrav Sela, Amrav Hamnuna, go on a little bit of a break now from the rain and talk about Azaz Panim, talk about Chutzpah. It says Rav Sela Amar Rav Amnuna that Kol Adam Sheish Le Azaz Panim Saif Nichshal Ba'Avera. A person who has this Chutzpah, he's Azaz Panim, he's going to be Nichshal in Avera of Gilei Arayis. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Umetzach Isha Zayna Hayolach. That it's compared to the brazenness of a Zayna, that's the Avera person is going to be Nichshal in if he has this Metzach, if he has this Azaz Panim. Rav Nachman Amar Biyadua Shenichshal Ba'Avera. Not just he's going to be Nichshal, when you see a person who has this Azus, so you can know about him that he was Nichshal Ba'Avera. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hayolach, V'loi Nemar Yielach. It doesn't say, Umeitzach Isha Zayna Yielach, you're gonna have. It's Hayolach in the past tense, the person already you could assume was Nichshal. And Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Kol Adam Sheish Le Azus Panim, is Mutter L'Kreisei Rasha. If you see a person that has Chutzpah, you're allowed to even call him a Rasha, even though typically you're not allowed to call a person a Rasha. In this case, Isis points out, you're even allowed allowed to call him a Rasha. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hey is Ish Rasha Bifanav. If a person has Azus, so you can even call him a Rasha in front of him. Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak Amar, that it's Mutal Sanoisai, this person who has Azus, you're allowed to hate him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'Oiz Panav Yeshune, and I'll take her Yeshune Ela Yisane, that you could hate him. Now back to rain, says the Gemara Amar of Katina, that Ena Gishamim Natsarin Ela Bishil Bitul Taira, that the vera that which causes that there's no rain is Bitul Taira. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ba'atzal Tayim Yimacha Mikara. And we dash in the pasuk to mean that b'shvil atzla shahaya b'Yisrael shal asku b'tayra, because of the laziness that Klal Yisrael had, that there aren't being Isaac in Tayra, so it's naseh soynai shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach. So it's the soynai shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a euphemism to kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, becomes mach, he becomes poor, there's no rain, there's no shefa. Ve'ein mach elo ani, mach is a word which means poor, like we just spoke out, but the Gemara is going to prove it from a pasuk. How do we know that mach means poverty? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, by Erechin in the Torah, it says v'emachu me'erkecha, that if he's poor, machu me'erkecha ve'ein mekare ela kadosh baruch hu, and it says batzatayim yimach hamekare kadosh baruch hu kaviyacho, becomes mach, becomes poor. How do we know that mekare is a word which refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, hamekare b'mayim al yoisav. The pasuk describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu who puts his roofs in the upper chambers on water, b'mayim al yoisav, with water. And Rabbi Yosef amar mehacha, Rabbi Yosef says that the makar for this, that Bitul Torah causes there to be no rain, is from the following pasuk, a different pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'ata le'ro'u or ba'yer hu b'shchakim v'ruach avra v'tetarim," that because he did weren't ra'or, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a wind to blow away the rain clouds. Now, what does it mean that you didn't see ar v'ein ar ela Torah? Ar refers to Torah, shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah ar." So you see, Torah is refers to ar. And so what the pasuk means is that because he didn't have R, because he didn't have Torah, you were mevatel Torah, so therefore the Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a wind to blow away the clouds. And the Gemara explains even more that Bahir hu b'shchakim, that the pasuk means like this: Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, that afilu b'sha sherekia nase b'hayrin b'hayrin, that even when the cloud, when the Shemayim is filled with clouds, there's tons of rain clouds, l'hayre talu matar, but there's bitul Torah, so ruach avra v'tit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a wind and blows away all these rain clouds that it seemed like it was going to rain, but if there's Bitul Torah, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it all away. And I believe we've spoken in the past the expression that we use Bitul Torah. So Rav Shimshon Pinkus, I once saw in Nefesh Shimshon al Torah, he explained on Limud HaTorah, he explained that why do we call it Bitul Torah when a person's mevatel is man and he does something and he's not Isaac in Torah when he could have been. So why do we call it Bitul Torah? It should be called Bitul's man. He's not wasting the Torah, he's wasting his time. So why? Where does this expression of Bitul Torah come from? Why don't we call it Bitul's man? Said Rav Shimshon Pinkus that every single person has a chelik in Torah, has his chelik in Torah, and it's his chelik in Torah that's not for anyone else. Every individual has something which he was put down in this world, and that only he could be mechadish in Torah. Only he could learn it in that way, from his experiences in life, from his shayrish and neshama, only he could bring it out in the way that he can. And if a person doesn't spend his time learning when he's supposed to, so now he's not going to have the time to be mechadish and to bring out his chelik in Torah, so he's being mevatel the Torah, because that Torah won't be neschadish. Someone else will do it. It's not true. Every individual has his chelek, and if a person wastes his time and he doesn't learn when he's supposed to, so it's called bitul Torah, because he's mevatel that Torah that no one else could be mechadish. Al Kopanim says the Gemara Vayter now that Amar Rav Ami, another avera in agishamim netzaren ela ba'ava in gezel, that the avera which does it, or a avera which can do it, which is an independent sibo alone for this reason, a Kadosh Baruch Hu would make it that there's no rain, is the avera of gezel, is stealing. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, al kapayim kisa ar, that we dash from here that ba'ava in kapayim kisa ar, that because of the sin of kapayim, as we're going to show, is referring to gezel. So kisa ar, a Kadosh Baruch Hu covers up, he makes it that there's no R, which we'll see is referring to rain, even though before we said Ein R El Toiro, R could also be Geshem. Now says the Gemara, Vein Kapayim El Chamas, Kapayim refers to stealing, Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Umin Chamas Asher Bekapayim, the stealing, the Chamas, which was in your palms, Vein R El Matar, and R is a word which refers to rain, which can refer to rain, Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, that Yafitz Anan Oiroi. So you see that the cloud spreads out, he spreads out the rain cloud. So R is a word which means rain. So the Pasuk is saying that Al Kapayim Kisa R, that because of the Aveira of Hamas, because of Gazel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that there's no rain. So now my Tekante, what's the takana? What should the person do if he sees that there's no rain? So besides obviously doing the tshuva that he needs to do, if he has any gezel, he needs to return it, he needs to do tshuva for whatever favor that he did, even after all of that, says the Gemara, yarbe betfila. He has to be marbe betfila, he has to daven. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, vayitzav aleha b'mafkia. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will command about it. He'll make it that there's rain, but only b'mafgia, when there's pegia. Ve'en pegia ala tefila. And pegia is a word which refers to tefila, like we had in Brachos. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, va'ata tespalul ba'ad ha'am hazeh va'al tifgabi. Don't daven for this nation, va'al tifgabi, and don't daven to me. You see, pegia is a lashon of tefila.